And one of the questions that we've asked just about everybody is, how did you get into the field?
You mean with the field, the computational linguistics field, not necessarily the linguistics.
No, so from the very beginning. How did you get into linguistics and then evolve it into the computational linguistics?
Well, there are two ways of thinking about how I got into linguistics. I was a philosophy student first, and at a certain moment, people in my department got interested in linguistics. My department was a philosophy department that was always into something else.
Okay? And where was
that? That was in Belgium.
In Belgium. What university?
That was the University of Ghent in Belgium.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
So we were so much into other things that one time somebody came in our library to look for a book in philosophy. And he looked and he looked and he looked and finally asked, here are the philosophy books. We had economy, we had linguistics, we had all kinds of stuff, but no, politics. No, that. Anyhow. So there I was interested in language, but then there was also actually a little bit of a political angle to it, in the sense at that moment I was reading Chomsky. I was reading actually mm-hmm. political texts of Chomsky. But in that department, there was actually quite a bit of attention to language, and so I started to work on that, and I first did a little bit on language acquisition, children language. I worked for a year with, not with Piaget himself, but with his collaborators in Geneva. And then I had actually to write a thesis in philosophy, and that didn't go very well, so I couldn't find a topic that I really got interested in. I was always distracted by politics. But so then my professor said, actually, why don't you try to get a grant and go to the United States? And I was still wanted to do psycholinguistics, so I got a grant for Harvard, and the idea was that I would work with Roger Brown, but not knowing anything about the system here in the United States, I had not tried to figure out whether Roger Brown would be there. And I had applied for the linguistics because I had a contact in the linguistics and not in the psychology department, and so that made it easier. And so then I arrived, and Roger Brown was on sabbatical. So I thought, oh well. I started to take courses in syntax and so forth, and that was it. That was what I wanted to do. So instead of staying for a year, then I applied for the regular program, and